My parents are pretty awesome. They were born and raised in small rural villages in Nigeria. My dad came to the United States first. He had little money and a dream for more. He later brought my mother, the love of his life, from a neighboring village to join him. Through hard work, discipline, and a sickening work ethic, they both earned 2 degrees, a bachelor's in economics and an MBA in finance for my dad, and a bachelor's and master's in nursing for my mom. Held down great jobs, both are now retired, and had 5 lovely college-educated daughters. I'm the 2nd and wildest of those daughters. My parents have also always been masters at weaving financial lessons into our day-to-day activities. Here's a perfect example. I'll set the scene. Roselle, New Jersey, July 1986. I was 6 years old and heavily focused on riding my bike, playing outside, and eating ice cream. You know, serious 6-year-old stuff. But I had 3 siblings at that time, 2 of whom were also interested in ice cream, which would have added up to a pretty big expense for my parents if we'd all been allowed to buy it from the ice cream truck every day. So my parents had devised a unique and financially responsible way for my sisters and me to enjoy treats. We each had a weekly ice cream day, which allowed us to ask for a dollar when the ice cream truck came around. The others could eat the cheaper, store-bought variety stashed in the freezer. I can remember one specific occasion when my day came up. I heard the distinctive sound of the ice cream truck bell as it came down the street. I quickly ran into the house to collect my dollar. "Daddy," I said excitedly, "the ice cream man is here and today is my day." "Adochi," he said a little gravely. Adochi, pronounced O-do-chi, is my Nigerian name. "Adochi, the waterman just left with your dollar." My 6-year-old mind immediately started racing. Had the police been called? Was anybody hurt in the robbery? If it wasn't a robbery, what did the waterman have to do with the ice cream that was in the truck that was getting closer with every minute? I'm guessing you're just as confused as I was. So let me step back just a little further and explain the significance of the waterman. At 6 years old, I was obsessed with water. My obsession often led me to turning on all the faucets in the house to enjoy the soothing sounds of running water, no matter what room I was in at the time. As you can imagine, this habit did not go over well with my mom and dad, who A, paid for that running water, and B, were very budget conscious. Which explains what my dad said next. "Adochi, the waterman came because every time you run the water, it has to be paid for. So today, I had to give him your ice cream day money." I have only a vague recollection of what happened next. The trauma has clearly caused me to block out this part of my history. According to eyewitnesses, my sisters, I dramatically flung my body to the floor in a temper tantrum. Later that night, I cried myself to sleep, lamenting the unfairness of it all. The next morning, my dad sat me down and I had my very first purposeful, conscious money talk. I learned that things cost money and that the choices I make have a direct impact on my quality of life. In other words, there is no such thing as a small financial choice. We each must learn how to weigh our short-term desires against our long-term goals. The question is, will you choose water or ice cream?